Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Tiana Lawrence. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and I'm responsible for all this chaos. Tiana Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen, is one of our outstanding blockchain experts. She's the author of Blockchain for Dummies. You know what that means, folks? That means you need it. That means you need to get this book. And I looked at a lot of the books, and there are other good books out there, but I'm telling you, this is where you should start. You should start with Tiana's book. Tiana, thanks again for being here. Thanks for writing this book. It's very important, and I'm glad you did it. I like telling people about it. And your book, you know, most people send me their books. I actually went out and bought your book, and I bought a bunch of them and gave them away. I've probably given away 20 of your books. That's how much I think about it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. And all right, so, Tiana, one of the things I think maybe our last segment should be about is the relationship between blockchain and cryptocurrency. As I've explained to my audience, and as they probably already knew, Bitcoin was created by creating a blockchain technology. When the man who created Bitcoin, he built blockchain as a foundation under it and brought Bitcoin into our reality. But along the way, Bitcoin and blockchain got separated, and now Bitcoin is descending and blockchain is ascending as its own entity, as its own technology. And that's an important thing to point out, right, that blockchain has its own life outside of coinage, outside of crypto coins, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You might have seen in the news, hey, blockchain is dead or whatever. And I fundamentally disagree. It's like you have tokens, you have cryptocurrency, which prices fluctuate, but the underlying technology, the system of creating permanent distributed data, is extremely useful. The genie's out of the bottle. And those are totally different things. One is used by the other. You know, you have to have a blockchain in order to record the movement of tokens from one holder to the other. But it's not the only thing that you can use it for. And the use cases and the amount of money that industries have begun to see that they've been able to save by using the technology to create more efficient systems has been tremendous. And I think we're going to continue to see that because business always trends towards efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still very excited about the technology.
Well, one of the things that I have decided to describe this to people, Tiana, is when I talk about blockchain being our future, I think I'm giving myself some wiggle room here, but I always use the term blockchain type technology. I don't really care what it looks like. I just think the blockchain concept, the distributed ledger, the digital trust philosophy, just the imperative, as you know, you've seen what I've written about this, the digital trust imperative is going to require that we have something that is blockchain-like, that's a blockchain type of technology. I believe that going forward, our business in the digital age has got to have our analog trust ethics understanding mounted on a piece of technology. What do you think?
I totally agree. Yeah, absolutely. Blockchain, we've seen so many different types of ways of basically structuring it differently, but the concept is good. And eventually we'll get to that place, just like the internet went through lots of different iterations.
Mm-hmm.
And it went through its own, you know, tech bubble in, you know, 2000, 2001.
Right.
Just because the stocks went down didn't mean the internet died. Maybe some of the
social media went through a craze. 10 years ago, I told people social media is not a fad, but it is a craze, but it's not going to go away, and it hasn't. It's become a tool, right? Hey, Tiana, I got to wrap it up. You got a website? You want to give us a website?
TianaLawrence.com.
TianaLawrence.com. Folks, don't forget, check out the book. You know how much I feel about it. Tiana, good job today. Come back soon. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Tiana Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame, and reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.